Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's sein Rhythmus, als gäb's sein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski, and first of all, Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad at all. It's the end of the week. Well, when people listen to this, it'll be the end of the week. Right now, we're smack bang in the middle of the week, wedged between two Champions League fixtures.
Yeah.
But as ever, this podcast is globetrotting, and you're about to get on a flight to Germany, so we've had to do this a little earlier than planned. So don't blame us if we predict a Bayern Munich win at the weekend, even though, I don't know, you know, Musiala, Leroy Sané, and Thomas Müller missed their flights home or something. I don't know.
For Copenhagen.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't blame us. I'm sure they could probably drive home in time, to be honest, but
the game is actually in Munich, so...
Oh, well, that joke doesn't even make sense then. Forget it.
Unless they get, like, lost on the way to the Allianz Arena on Saturday morning. I don't know.
It's a bit of a travel from the city centre. It could happen.
Yeah, it maybe for Thomas from his farm in Grünwald to the Allianz Arena. Maybe that's a little bit of a risky, more risky endeavor. But yeah, I don't know. I can't foresee any major changes from here to the Saturday game. I mean, we talked about this before the show, right? The Champions League games are all kind of dead rubbers now because, we're going to review them all. But, you know, the one that really stood out or could have been life-changing, I guess, for Bundesliga results was the Dortmund game. But they won, and now their group is kind of dead as well. So, yeah. But that's, I guess, for the Champions League review show.
Which, safe. Paradoxically, people would have already listened to before this one. So,
which is hilarious. I don't even know my takes yet. Anyways, as always, the show is brought to you in association with Get German Football News. I want to get that out of the way. They're always great when it comes to posting this podcast. So thanks to the guys over there. And Stefan, let's get paid, shall we?
Let's do it.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. The holiday season is off and rolling, with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. For up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four. BetOnline has the info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that is played. From MMA to international soccer, head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, BELIEVE, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, well, that's match day 13 now that we're coming up to. Feels like the season is just flying by, Stefan. Match day 13, yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Kicks off on Friday with Darmstadt against Köln. We're back to the rather boring Friday fixture, I guess. I had a really hard time separating these two. And I'm kind of regretting my prediction now because I think that I'm optimistic with three goals here. But I have Darmstadt actually narrowly winning this game 2-1.
Yeah, it's very hard to look at this game and get excited. Every week we say there's at least one fixture that's for the purists, and I think that's what this one might be. We did get a bit of blowback from our subscribers last week when we were critical of the Friday night game. Let me just pull it up and remember. I guess it was Cologne-Bayern maybe, and people were saying, you know, it was a lot closer than suggested, but I think you said at the time, you know, 90 minutes that you wish you'll never get back. And look, we actually talked a lot about Cologne on the main show this week and how disheartening they were, even though people might look at that result and think, hey, they put in a good performance to only lose by one. It was far from a stellar performance from Cologne. They never really looked like they were even trying, never mind making an attempt to take points off Bayern. And you know, you can make an argument that that's what some of these smaller clubs have to do against Bayern, but to be perfectly honest with you, it's what we've seen of Cologne for much of this season against big teams and small alike. And I think they travelled to a Darmstadt side and they could get something off, but I'm tempted to kind of suggest and go the same sort of thing as you, as a 2-1 win, but I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw in this game just because I think both these teams are in trouble. Both these teams really struggling to win games. Darmstadt in particular struggling to score goals at all, never mind winning games. So I've gone for 1-1 and I think would be optimistic to get two goals, to be honest with you. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's the Darmstadt have the worst defense in the league and Köln have the worst attack.
You know what that means? That means it's either going to be amazing or it's going to be dreadful and nothing in between. Yeah,
also, yeah, exactly. It's I guess for Köln, if you don't score there, then you really screwed. And for Darmstadt, if you don't manage to get a clean sheet here, then you're also screwed. So it's like, I guess this game will say a lot about where they are. Maybe are those two sides, but I don't know. I don't think it's going to be the prettiest game. Anyways, let's move to the Saturday fixtures. And the first one up is Bayern against Union Berlin. This is actually my game of the week, simply because I'm going to be there. I'm going to cover this game live from the Allianz Arena. I think at the start of the season, this would have been a fixture that a lot of people would have been very, very excited about because, you know, I think almost everyone expected Union Berlin to be once again a top six side. Hasn't really quite worked out that way. Union Berlin really struggling. They will have a new head coach in Nenad Bjelica, right? He's coming in from previously in charge of Trabzonspor. He was for a long time at Dinamo Zagreb, where he did really good work. Amongst others, Dani Olmo was one of the players he coached there, right? So did really good work at Dinamo Zagreb. Yet a little bit of an unwritten piece of paper when it comes to Bundesliga. Yes, he did spend a couple of seasons at Kaiserslautern, but that's about it. So really interesting coaching hire that I have to admit I don't know a ton about him. I'm going to be really curious to see how he's going to set up the side. You always hope for a new coaching bounce in a game like that. But I was actually really impressed, and I'm going off, you know, Bayern's fixture against Köln. It wasn't the most exciting game, but Bayern's game management was excellent, right? They got the one goal and they never really allowed Köln back in the game. And you know what? I think that they're going to win this game as well. I went for a Union goal here, but I actually went also for 3 for Bayern Munich. So a 3-1 win for Bayern Munich. I'd be really surprised if Union Berlin can get something from Bjelica's first fixture at the Allianz Arena.
Yeah, it's a tall order, isn't it, to ask of a new head coach? We are recording this before both the Bayern and Union games on Wednesday, yeah. So you know, do take that into context with these previews. I suspect Union are going to throw everything under the kitchen sink at Braga, and they'll probably arrive at the Allianz Arena a relatively spent force. And you know, I think we have a lot of Union fans in the subscriber chat through the weekend, or the match day thread at the weekend, and you know, they were doing somersaults and cartwheels in just absolutely flabbergasted at how Union were just struggling to get the better of Augsburg in that game, and the amount of chances they created, and they still were unable to come away from that game with a win. And I actually did my newsletter this week on Stuttgart, which we'll talk about later on, but in it, I pulled together data to show how many touches of the ball each team had in the opposing third, and how many times their opponents touched the ball in their defensive third. And even though it was all about Stuttgart, I decided to tweet out the graphic on Wednesday, because I thought there's a number of things you can take from it. But one thing for Union Berlin fans to bear in mind is that they actually have one of the lowest figures for opponents touching the ball in their third. So you'd think defensively they're quite sound. The issue is that they're not really creating anywhere near enough chances. So far this season, they've hit the ball into the final, touched the ball in the final third about 1,600 times. And to put it into context, Stuttgart in the 2000s, Leverkusen are 2,460, Bayern are 2,548. There's a number of clubs above Union, and the key thing is, and this is kind of what I was illustrating in the graph, is that you kind of want those two numbers to be as far apart as possible, you know. So Bayern's, those two figures for Bayern are miles apart, Leverkusen, Stuttgart, the teams that you think are very good are miles apart. Stuttgart's two numbers are very, very close. So even though they might have an okay defensive record in terms of kind of minimizing chances, they don't create enough for themselves. I think that's obviously what's kind of led to Urs Fischer moving on and losing his job. I don't think that's going to change at the Allianz Arena, to be perfectly honest with you. It's a lot of work to be done at Union Berlin. I think they'll probably chalk this game off as a test match, if you will. And I've gone for a 2-0 win for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, okay, so we're pretty much in accordance here. Up next, Leipzig against Heidenheim. What do you think here?
This one has the potential to be a bit of an upset, I think. Heidenheim have been okay this season. Leipzig, despite sitting relatively comfortably near the top of the table, do obviously have the odd hiccup in them. I don't know why it keeps happening. Obviously, that was the case last week where they surprisingly lost 2-1 to Wolfsburg. But on the whole, they have been much better at home than they have been on the way. Away from home. And contrastingly, Heidenheim are much better at home than they are on the road. So I suspect we'll have a decent Leipzig side against a Heidenheim team that struggled on the road. So I've gone for a 2-1 win for Marco Rose's side.
Leipzig with a very impressive first half against Man City, and a second half to forget, 2-0 and 0-3. Gotta win a game like that. It's a good lesson, but that's typical for Leipzig's form at the moment, isn't it? That they are so brilliant and then not. And I think that's age. It's a very young side, right? And they're still finding each other. And I think that they, regardless, I do think that they, their home form in particular, 10 home matches in the Bundesliga, they won 8. They haven't lost since a 3-0 defeat to Mainz on April 1st. So I don't think there's going to be an April Fool's joke here this time. I think that Leipzig are going to win this easily, 3-0. So having said that, Heidenheim, always a side that can, you know, surprise. They came back from a 2-0 deficit against Bayern. And then, of course, they still lost that game. But, you know, they made a game out of it. So they're a very good team. So if you want to take the, I guess, the over-under, if you want to take the under here, there's a good chance you could get something out of Heidenheim. Anyways, up next, Gladbach against Hoffenheim. I had a really hard time pulling those two teams apart, Stefan. I don't know how you felt about this, but I went for a simple 1-1 draw here simply because I think these teams are very close to one another at the moment in terms of quality. So, yeah, I went for a boring 1-1 draw.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because it definitely feels like Gladbach have their bite back or the punch back, whatever you want to call it. I think they showed against Dortmund exactly what they can do to teams in an attacking sense. They showed what they're capable of doing defensively as well. But, you know, they had every chance to, you know, go on and really kind of, I mean, plenty of chances, of course, to go on and do something in that game. But they still looked quite dangerous even when they the game did swing into Dortmund's favour. So I think there is something to this Gladbach side, and I think they are slowly but surely maybe beginning to kind of pick up some pace. You would think a home tie against Hoffenheim would be exactly that. You know, Hoffenheim side that have been absolutely dreadful recently. One win from five, two draws in the row against Mainz and Augsburg doesn't offer much confidence. But the one thing that I kind of have put in Hoffenheim's favour here is that for some reason they are tremendously good on the road. They've won five and only drawn one. On the road so far this season. And we know that they're capable of scoring great goals. They've got good players, they've got good transition players, good attacking players. And I kind of think Gladbach will go into this game thinking we have to win this match, and that might play into Hoffenheim's hands. So I've actually gone for a 2-1 win for Hoffenheim. It might be a bit of an upset, made them sticking my neck out there, but it's kind of the conclusion I've come to there.
Interesting. Okay, so Bochum against Wolfsburg, what do you think there?
Wolfsburg infuriate me, to be perfectly honest with you. Every time I think they'll lose, they win. Every time I think they'll win, they lose. I've decided to just go for a 1-1 draw here because, Bochum have looked quite steely lately. They've actually kind of nailed in quite a lot of draws, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm confusing them with someone else. I don't think I have. They got a draw against Heidenheim, which is a good result. They beat Bochum. They got a draw against Leipzig recently as well. Of course, actually, I'm looking at their away form there. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Three draws the last four games and a win. Bochum are kind of beginning to kind of claw back points. And Wolfsburg, particularly on the road, are just so, so inconsistent. So that's why I've gone for a 1-1 draw here. But I wouldn't be surprised if Bochum actually picked up all 3 points, to be honest.
Yeah, I actually also went for a 1-1 draw here. And the reason I did so is that Wolfsburg have been atrocious on the road. Just three of the eight, so just three of the 16 points that they've picked up have come on the road for Wolfsburg. That's tells you everything you need to know about traveling wolves or travel sick wolves, as Bundesliga.com put it. I don't think there needs to be much else added to this, but I just can't see Wolfsburg changing the trend here. And Bochum, it's a good home game for them, and also always a great atmosphere. So I wouldn't be surprised if they get at least 1 point here. All right, Stuttgart against Werder Bremen. This is actually a really fascinating game. It's the top spiel. Stuttgart are very good this season. You wrote an entire Substack on it. What do you think here, Stefan?
I think this is probably one of the easier ones to predict, to be honest with you. Werder Bremen have been entirely underwhelming this season. Not dreadful. They haven't quite got dragged into that relegation race just yet, but if you look at their form on the road this season, it's been atrocious. One draw, four defeats. And they really are kind of relying on that home form to kind of keep them just above the kind of drop-off points. And in contrast, Stuttgart have, I think a lot of metrics really do suggest they probably are now the third or fourth best team in the Bundesliga right now, at least on form, at least on performances. I'm not saying based on market value or, how good you think each player is from one player to the next, but in terms of how they're playing, I think they're very, very good. And I think they're probably very good in particular at kind of picking off these kind of mid-table clubs who could be potential banana skins. Assuming there's no kind of big injuries between now and when the game happens, I've gone for a 2-0 win for Stuttgart.
Yeah, I went for a 3-1 win for Stuttgart. They've just been excellent. Their form has been slippery at best. And, I think that the Stuttgart side has just too much in it. Now that Undav got scoring as well, right? It's not just Guriassi. Undav has been excellent in recent weeks as well. He scored two last week, right? And yeah, I'm just really, really impressed by the Stuttgart side. And I think they're going to pick up an easy win here. All right, up next, Mainz against Freiburg. I went for a 1-1 draw here. I think that Mainz are trending upwards. They're picking up points here and there, and this is a home game for them. And I just think that, you know, with the new people in charge, it just kind of feels like this is a game where they can provide Freiburg with a banana skin. And a point at home against Freiburg, actually, I think would be a really good result for them as well. So, yeah, I went for a 1-1 draw.
So, Freiburg are in an interesting situation right now. I remember we talked about maybe a month ago, and we kind of, you know, chalked up their poor form down to injuries and, you know, same old Freiburg. They'll turn it around, and by the end of the season, they'll be 6th, 7th, or 8th, and, you know, Christian Streich will be hailed as a hero again. Right now, things are looking a little tricky. A 1-1 draw against Darmstadt was not a great result last week. You look at the form table, they're 12th in the table. If you look at the form table for away games, they're 16th. No, in general, they've actually only managed to pick up one win on the road this season. And they just seem to be really kind of nosediving down the league table right now. As you said, in contrast, Mainz seem to maybe be kind of a bit of an upswing. And I really wouldn't be surprised if Freiburg lost this game, to be perfectly honest with you. So I think it's going to be very tight. It could go either way, but I've actually gone for a 1-0 win for Mainz here.
Interesting. Okay. Up next, and I think everyone is going to watch this game, Leverkusen against Dortmund. This is your match of the week. What do you think here, Stefan?
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself, doesn't it, really? Two very attacking teams, two teams full of outstanding players. A Dortmund side who are so Jekyll and Hyde right now that they're capable of, you know, losing to all sorts of teams in the Bundesliga, but then capable of going to Milan and picking up an outstanding result. And then, of course, Leverkusen, who, you know, I think, by most metrics, are probably still the best team in the Bundesliga right now. Literally the best team, but also in terms of a lot of other kind of minor ones that, aside from,
they,
you know,
might be the best team in Europe.
Yeah, possibly still the most unbeaten team in Europe. I haven't checked that in a few weeks, but it's certainly what they were touting a few weeks ago. I think Dortmund are such an interesting club, and we spent so much time talking about them on the main show, so I'm not going to try and regurgitate all that, but I think they're obviously very capable of scoring goals. They're very capable of kind of breaking down teams. But I do kind of think that this Leverkusen side are probably still a step above them. And for every time Leverkusen have come up against a really, really good side, we've saw them play Leipzig, we've saw them play Bayern Munich, and I think each and every time they've kind of passed those tests by going man-to-man and imposing their tactical, you know, rules on the game. It hasn't been a case of just going box-to-box and hoping they can grab a late winner. It's really been a case of, no, we're determined to play our style of football. That's what we're going to do. I'm inclined to think that's probably what they will do against this Dortmund side, because I think tactically, Xabi Alonso's got a far clearer idea of what he wants from his team rather than Edin Terzic, who, still not entirely convinced, has a tactics sheet that goes beyond hope the best players do something good for us today. I know that's harsh, but it's still kind of the impression I get. I've tried and tried and tried to kind of nail down how they play on the terrace. It's still very hard to do so. And it does kind of feel like they are just kind of going one game to next and hoping that their vibes will get them through it. In that case, I think Leverkusen will probably pick them off, to be perfectly honest with you. So I've gone for a 3-1 win, and I think Leverkusen will comfortably win this match. And yeah, we'll see what happens, but that's my prediction.
I'm smiling because I also went for a 3-1 win for Leverkusen. We're in total agreement here. Dortmund is so frustrating. And we're going to talk about it in great lengths on the Champions League show, so listen back to it, because yes, we're recording in reverse, but the Champions League show will be out first, so it's already there. And we're going to talk about Dortmund a lot, I think, because I think their performance against Milan was very impressive. Unfortunately, I think they do better against teams like Milan and Newcastle that are a little bit green behind their ears, you know, and also play this direct attacking style. When you watch Milan, they do that, right? And I think Milan too were hurt because Rafael Leao wasn't on the field. So that actually suits Dortmund better. I don't think Javi Alonso is going to grant Dortmund this kind of match plan. He's going to be possession oriented. He's going to sit deep, of you know, like he did against Bayern Munich, and he's going to make Dortmund run into the open sward. And so I think this is actually this, you know, this game might actually turn out very similar to Dortmund's performance against Bayern. A better team that is better in possession, that is more mature in the way they play. And Leverkusen, yes, there's a lot of younger elements in there, but you look at Grimaldo and Xhaka and all those guys, they're very experienced players, right? They know what to do in these kind of situations. And yeah, I fear for Dortmund in this game, and I think that Leverkusen are going to continue their win streak at home, build it to 7 games, which would be a new club record, and also kick Dortmund out of the title race as a result, because that will do it. That will be Dortmund's end in the title race. If there was some sort of imagination that they were still in it, this will be the final stab, and it will be Bayern and Leverkusen for the rest of the way. That's my prediction right here.
If Leverkusen win, they'll end up 13 points ahead of Dortmund, which would be...
That's
sorry, 14.
That's Dortmund done.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, which is just too much. It's way too much.
Yeah. And Watzke, of course, this week said, oh, no one should complain. We're averaging 2 points a game. Well, that's great. But if the top 2 teams in the league are on course for 80-plus points, that's just not good enough, right? So, yeah. Anyways, we'll have plenty of chances talking about Dortmund, I think. In the upcoming weeks. That's final game, Augsburg against Frankfurt. And Stefan, you won't believe what I'm doing here. I'm predicting a 2-1 Augsburg win at home. Augsburg, very impressive lately. The Toro bounce is real. I know you're saying, wow. Also, this proves that I'm unbiased.
Well, interestingly,
but Augsburg have been really impressive. Right.
I actually disagree entirely. I don't think they have been impressive. they have been impressive in terms of picking up points. There's no doubt about it. Toro remains undefeated as Augsburg's new head coach. And, you know, all power to them, of course. You know, they're now up to 10th in the table. And I think you're absolutely right. I think in particular at home, they have been okay. But as I wrote in the Bundesliga bulletin on Monday, the underlying numbers do suggest that they have been kind of riding their luck a little bit in this kind of run. I think any Union Berlin fan who watched the game last weekend would probably say they rode their luck quite a lot. I think in those 5 games, in 3 of them, they've actually gone behind early. And I do think a team like Frankfurt are probably exactly the side who can kind of pull them apart and or maybe a step above what Augsburg are capable of right now. Not to mention the fact that Frankfurt also have a really decent away record this season. Yeah, they're actually 5th in the table when it comes to points won on the road. So, interestingly enough, I've gone for a 2-1 win against Frankfurt. So, I guess we'll have to, if we're even in the match day, we'll go into that final game to see who decides and who wins the match day in points.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be a good game. It should be a really good game for the Sunday night.
I didn't check last week. Who's leading right now? The week before we were drawn even, I think, on 72 points.
Yeah, I don't check until the winter break.
Oh, okay, well, that's smart. Because you were up 25 points at one point.
well, exactly. Don't want to get complacent.
No, yeah, I guess so. That wraps up our match day preview for match day 13. There is going to be live content from the match day because I'm there. From the Bayern game, I will send fire over my thoughts. And then, of course, this show is brought to you by BetOnline in association with Get German Football News. Please check them out as well. Great content on a daily, I think pretty much on a daily basis, right? So check them out on whichever platform you use. They're on Threads. Just want to point that out too. So yeah, that's about it. Enjoy the match day. We'll be back soon. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.